tombstone of the English composer Capel Bond sums up his life rather neatly. Here lies Capel Bond. He was an eminent musician and an indulgent husband, and steady in his friendships, exemplary in the constant practice of his Christian and social duties. I rather like the term indulgent husband. The tombstone comes from 1790, and it's in Coventry, where Bond spent most of his life as the organist of St. Michael's and All Angels, the great Gothic church that was to become Coventry Cathedral, sadly destroyed in World War II. Beside his church duties, Bond was interested in encouraging musical life in the Midlands. He directed the Coventry Musical Society in large works such as Handel's Messiah and Samson, and he organized the first of the Birmingham festivals in 1768. This was a time when many amateur orchestral societies existed, and one of their favorite genres was the concerto grosso, or the grand concerto, as it was often called in England. The difficult concertino parts would be played by hired professionals, and the easier ripieno parts would be played by the amateur players. The main repertoire included concertos by Corelli, Geminiani, and Handel, but soon English composers started to add to the repertoire. Bond's six concerto grosso are in seven parts, and they were published twice in his lifetime. Though written in 1760, they resemble the type of music Italians were composing 50 years earlier. Here is the last movement from Capel Bond's second concerto, a cheerful fugal jig. Roy Goodman conducts the parley of instruments. Capel Bond's Concerto No. 2 in A Major, the fourth movement, Allegro. It was performed by the Parley of Instruments under Roy Goodman.